accession number 20161, Real 1.
Can you tell us which yard it was that you worked in?
Yes, Doxford.
Oh, was it Doxford, wasn't it? And what, the joiner's shop, was it?
No, it was a Libra.
A Libra, aye. So were you assigned to any particular groups, like theatres?
No, you should just be like maybe two of us, or we were always in pairs, or if they made up somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you come to be working in the yards?
Well, I just volunteered.
You volunteered. Mm-hmm. So what, you went down to Labour Exchange, or you went down?
No, I went to the shipyard.
Went to the shipyard. Right. And what happened? They just gave you a job straight away?
Yes.
Can you remember when this was?
Yes, January 1940.
1940, aye. So what, there'd be a shortage of blokes at the time, was it?
It must have been,
aye. How did you find out about, you know, the jobs?
I couldn't see it, but I just... I was one of the first four to start.
Was there any of your mates who worked down there?
No, just one girl, like the one I paired up with. Uh-huh. I used to know our years, now from years before.
Yeah.
And we just paired up from there.
Mm-hmm. So what was the work like? How did you find it?
It was heavy.
Heavy?
Tell me, it was heavy. All the stuff that you had to shift.
Aye. So that's the sort of thing you were doing?
Oh, heavy, right. And then when the boat was nearly ready, we went in the cabin to the joiners, at the joiners.
Aye.
Yeah, but when they made the crow's nest, I wasn't there climbing that ledge. That nearly another step down, I wasn't near the nerve now.
Yeah, yeah. So what was very sort of high and...
It turned, the crow's nest turned high.
Aye. But you weren't frightened then, were you?
Not then, but now. Terrified.
Yeah. Were you married when you were working?
Well, yeah. I've been married 50 years ago.
Oh,
I had three bairns there.
Three bairns?
The youngest one was only 6 months when I started Oxford.
Who looked after the kids then?
Your mother.
Your mother? Mm-hmm. Right. There wasn't any like nurseries in the yard?
No.
Right. What did people think, you know, I mean, when you met them, you said, I'm a shipbuilder sort of thing.
I wasn't you, by the way, you used to go a boatman.
Aye. What was that, overalls on?
Polo suits.
How did you find wearing them? Like, did you?
In the back, you know, and you had
to... So you used to get up the eyes, did you?
Oh, I used to be scruffy.
Aye. Do you have any bother with the rats or out like that down the yard?
Why have you
said none of the No. I was talking to somebody else that worked in Doxford's, and they were saying that they saw the old rat, you know, that didn't bother them. But what the real bother was down there during the war was the fleas.
She says,
you used to get loads of them. Aye. That right, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Aye. So how did the other blokes that worked
we first went to, you know, keep staring at Mary where you went to be there, but when later on he was champion.
Aye.
He used to help you.
Aye.
Oh, then some big jokes.
Oh, that's exactly what I want to know about.
Yeah, there was one. So, you know, we were on the boat that was at the quay.
Aye.
Well, they moved us out into the river to put the one there. Well, one of the chaps says of his day to Mrs. Kellenry, it was like a chicken, I smash him. But when I got it, I was a bone of mint. Why, about an hour after what it was, why had they wet it out? And then, because I was full of phone names.
Aye.
Well, I was till I left the rope free.
Yeah.
And then they used to put the brooms up, you know, about water, and made us walk like that. I've been caught scores of times, the big funnels on the deck then, you know, the men used to pull us in and turn them round, and the gaffers used to come and they just run away. That, of course, I used to always get found.
For being stuck in the funnel?
There was another mate, we were working out town in the chain, okay, and when we come out, the yard was empty, the had gone home, but they'd gone home just to where we were, because the cloakroom was locked up.
So what, you used to take gear down here to get changed into, or just your
coat? No, so where we were, you had to go home like that. But of course I didn't leave far, I used to live just down there.
Did most of the women that worked down there, were they local, like?
Not that many, really. But no. She got to know them, but through time, like.
Aye.
Because we were like Nelly that was local.
Yeah.
Well, they called me Nelly.
Mm.
And we were known or the two nillies.
So did you enjoy what you were doing?
Oh, yeah, I was smashing that.
Great,
like, yeah. And then it got smashed, and then when it got the winter, we used to get twin dogs, you know, tied the fires.
Yeah.
And you used to have a can lead of tea, and you said, you want a cup of drop tea? In the tea, there was either room, so we get this drop room, and that was this cup of tea to warm you up. Well, we didn't know where it was. Red up the word to finish.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I suppose it used to be really cool in the winter time.
When you were up on the top of the top deck, you had your scarves and your coats and everything. It was bitter. And they've had a chance we used to go outside Eater's Fire.
Well, the river Eater's Fire. Aye. What about sort of things that they had down the yards for the women? Did you have a separate canteen or the pubs?
A proper cloakroom.
Aye.
And we had a supervisor, Mrs. Ferry, she used to live at Great Ayre, was it? Cox Green.
Oh, yeah.
Then we had two charge hands. One was smashing, but the other one was like a surgeon major.
You used to boss you around like me.
But the men used to, you know, beside the fire men, just see her. I hope either come in while they're free out the road.
Yeah. Did you get any breaks other than your dinner break, did you?
Oh, yes, we used to go up on the morning at the ante, like the cloakroom, and have our breaks there.
Aye, aye.
Quite an hour then down again.
Yeah, yeah. But you would always go up to York, room, you wouldn't stop with the blokes.
Oh no, you weren't allowed.
Weren't allowed? No. Why was that? Did they think you'd just carry on? Or?
Well, there was some carrying on going on, man. I used to carry on just the same as others.
Aye.
One Saturday and I was working overtime, and the fellow would take up a little spanner like that. Well, the higher it fell, the heavier it went when I was knocked out.
Oh.
And I was took at the infirmary.
Yeah.
I still start working on the Mundo in bandages.
Get away. Do you have to have stitches in that?
Not really, it was only a small cut, but to say I was knocked unconscious.
Ah, yeah.
And I just took us to the hospital. And that poor fella, I don't think he got three deaths after that.
No.
Really tiny.
Yeah, I suppose that.
That was when we were in the, where the gunner, what they call the gunners after rain.
What about the blokes when you first came in then? Did you feel as if they thought you couldn't do the job properly?
And then there was another time when the Princess Mary launched the ship.
Yeah.
Then we took her down to Greenwood when I was on the boat going down the river, was smashing them. Then we used to go down to now to Fintland was finished, ready to then come back to Doxford's.
So you used to actually go on the boat down the river?
Aye.
Was anywhere in the yards where they wouldn't let women go?
Not really.
Yeah.
There was only one time when we were coming on the morning, we couldn't get on this board because there were all coolies on.
Aye.
And why they run the boat, why they wasn't so.
Aye.
Why don't you
say properly run
the boat and all
goes
on,
Is that right, is it? Yeah. Did you ever sort of play tricks back on the blokes when they had played tricks on you?
Not really. We were frightened. I was frightened.
Aye. I was talking to one woman who the blokes always used to play tricks on, and one day she came up and turned her jacket inside out, tied the arms together, and chucked stars and stripes on her. So the morning after, she went in. She was working in the joiner's shed, like. Went in early and there was no bloke. I was used to drink Epsom salts on the morning. She's got to get back from and put it in all that coffee, or tea rather. And, you know, they were all on the run all day, like, so.
Yeah, that shivers me with that bone of mint. We had nowhere to run.
Did you have sort of separate loos to the blokes there?
Oh, yes. I had to go up to the cloakroom.
Ah,
yeah. Everything was in the cloakroom for us.
Yeah. And where was that? Was that at the back of the yard, up the bank? Or?
No, just not far off the quay.
Had you worked before you went in the yards?
Not before I was married, just when I was in I was there like 4 years and 8 months. I started in January 14, I left October 44. But they're very good, Joseph. Nearly I'd finished after that, really, wasn't it?
Aye, that's right. Well, that was the thing I've been wondering about, just how we were finished, sort of thing. I mean, were they pushed out the gate and told not to come back, or did they just leave because the blokes were coming back?
I think maybe when they were supposed to come back, they might have paid them off, like. But there were still two, was it your name, the Doxford's, there for years and years?
Get over. So what other things did you used to do apart from shift the scrap and do the cabins after the joiners had been? Do you remember anything else?
Aye, we used to, when they were nearly finished, we had the portholes. We were all appeared, we had to soak them with paraffin and then scrape the paint off with pennies, get them perfect.
With pennies?
Huh?
Yeah. So it wasn't very sort of highly technological.
No.
You just go in and...
I was a broom and one of them heavy shovels.
Aye.
And if you had a new broom and you put it down, when you went back it was gone, you just pinched them.
Yeah. What to do their jobs with, or...
Aye, because, I mean, you have to wear them right down before you got a new one.
Yeah.
And you're down at sea, you'd lost it.
No. You were in bother, were
you? Because it was very tight. Well, they were tight, you couldn't get them out really then.
Yeah, aye. Was there many sort of shortages at the time of things in the yards?
There were, aye. And then when the stores used to come on, my eyes would try and get near the stores.
Aye.
But when they come down, I used to get a bit of rice, sugar and tea. By then, you're glad on them.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So you were saying your mother used to look after the kids.
Aye.
Did she used to do all the shopping? Because sort of during the war, I've heard, you know, so if a fruiter has got oranges in, you had to run and queue for them.
For them.
Aye.
I got our ration bags. I got my ration, some of my ration bags from there.
Yeah. So she did most of that.
The
running about. Aye.
The oldest one, the oldest girl was 7.
Huh.
The other one was 5, and the other Tommy was only 6 months.
Yeah. So, what used to happen on a night? I mean, you do your work during the day, and you come in, did you have to do housework as well?
When I come in the night,
What do you think of that?
It was no bother, really.
No bother?
Because, you see, before I was married, I was in service.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then it was only half a crown a week.
Aye.
The biggest wage I had was 7 and 6. By the wage there wasn't very much at the shipyard.
No?
Really. £5, if not... No, a little over.
Yeah, right.
And you had to work 6 days a week for that.
Yeah. And did you have to work overtime on a night?
On a night from 5 o'clock to like 7.
Yeah.
Then we used to go to the Doxford's Canteen and for a wee beer site.
Aye. So it was pretty hard work that kept you out of
it. It was heavy work.
And
very heavy.
Do you think there were any easier on you because you were a woman or harder?
No, you had to be the same as a man.
Exactly the same, like that. And, what sort of things you used to wear on your feet? Boots, would it be?
Shoes.
Just the shoes.
Shoes. Aye. You might have seen many little young eating that boy keels.
Aye.
You know, they used to run on the deck and they used to have the shoes open because you couldn't get good wear then.
Oh, that's right. Aye. Well, off the staging and things like that.
Down the hole, doing everything.
Yeah, so there was quite a lot of accidents down there.
Oh, yes. Mine were falling.
Yeah. And you say you had to be back to work on the Monday?
I went back on the Monday.
Yeah.
Because I was warned if I start anywhere, I never used to lose any time or anything.
Yeah.
I was a good timekeeper and a good work, you know.
It's okay. What about, you know, when you've been working on a ship and you sort of finished and you sort of launched and you sort of sailing out, what sort of feeling did you have? Did you think you'd done a good job?
Oh, I did a good job.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when we first went there, it was all rust. And then when you see it go off, you can see its shape and it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was good, them days compared to what they've got today.
Aye.
Oh, you've seen where the poor gunners worked, though, they had to be, though. That was at the after end. They used to, the wall used to be red lead at first, and then the grey paint on top.
Aye.
Then they had pump beds, like 2 deep. I felt sorry for them.
Yeah. So
anything was good for them days.
Aye. So really, when you saw a ship going out, you were a bit sad for the people that had to get on it.
There's no doing the one out, and there's another one. You had to go on and start from scratch again.
Yeah. So there was plenty of work about.
Plenty of work there.
Yeah. I suppose that was the problem. Is how much. Can you remember? So during the war down there, if there were any air raids or anything whilst you were at work?
Aye, no, I did go on train decks.
Get away?
Train decks,
aye.
Can't you run between decks when there's air raid on?
So there was no, like, proper shelters in the yard? Or,
not to that man, or that was where we were told, if there's air raid, train decks.
Aye. You were saying at first, you know, some of the folks didn't think you would do the job properly. How did you prove to them that you could just by getting on with it?
Oh, getting on with it. Man, they were good if you had anything too heavy. You usually just go and ask them for to lifted for you, because it's that big skip scene, and was, you know, you couldn't move you because they used to empty tin for you.
Ah.
Oh, they were good at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And what did they used to have you on, tea and stuff like that? Or?
No. Well, Lester, we're working over them, maybe ask you to bring a sandwich from the canteen for them.
Yeah, yeah. What were the foremen like down there? Were they all right towards them?
Oh, they were all right. They didn't finish like it first, the way stand up is. But of course, they were all in all. I liked the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, of course, I was head of the jokes.
Is there any other jokes that you can tell us at the pool down here? I know that's a long time ago, like, isn't it?
I guess I have a good memory, haven't you?
Aye, this is it. Yeah. Oh, well, not to worry, but we'll come back to that. You might sort of remember something. But I was talking to a bloke who worked down there during the war. He was an apprentice at the time. He was saying that sort of outside the yard, you'd be walking along and a lass would come up to you and say hello, and you wouldn't recognise him as the painter you were working next to.
No,
did that sort of thing ever happen?
Oh, definitely,
aye.
Aye. No, I see a bloke who lives down the Ford, every time you see him, he still recognises us.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a few years back.
Aye, right.
40 odd years back.
Yeah. So, in general, the yards as a whole, did people sort of take great pride in what they were doing?
Oh, definitely.
Aye. That was very much an idea that you had in the war.
War.
Right. Did the women have a supervisor of their own? Yeah. So somebody that.
All our women had their own supervisor. Red letters and all of them had their own supervisor.
Yeah. And what was she like?
Well, she was canny when you got to know her.
Aye.
As long as you'd done your work, she was all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And if she'd go on the deck, she'd go on the deck now and again, and I'd say, hi up, hey, she's here. And I'm like, might have been stabbing gossip in there.
Right. Yeah. Did she sort of fulfil the role of like a personnel officer as well? She looked after you.
She was good, she was good.
Aye. So, what did she come to hospital with you when that occurred? You
know? Oh, she wouldn't be work. She would be wouldn't be working on the Saturday afternoon.
Ah, I see.
Go home.
Aye, right.
And of course, they had a taxi ready. Well, it was the taxi just took us.
Yeah, yeah.
Mind, I got a shock for that.
Poor old bit. You said she wouldn't have been working on a Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, overtime.
No. Aye. Was there not a lot of supervisors on the Saturday?
Just the charge hands,
aye,
really.
Yeah. And what you sat and did it mean you could take it a bit easier on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, we used to.
Aye.
Well, on a Saturday afternoon we used to go down, Nelly and me, and do Bob Boo's office out, you know, on the quay, we used to do his office on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. So you used to get you doing that,
like? Oh, I was with my year, we had it easy then.
Aye. It was easier than open scrap about and that.
You might have some out scrap. And the poor tank rats, they're in the tanks, they used to come out all scruffy. And there, what they used to use was only a brush shank with them, like bits of tree.
Yeah.
Even squiddy probably. And then all the, what do you call them, the tank rats.
Aye, right.
But we weren't allowed in there.
No. So there was people with worse jobs than you, I think.
Oh, definitely. Thanks very much.
What did the other women think about working down there? Were they quite happy?
Well, we're all happy. We're all happy.
Yeah, yeah. Did you work after you left the yards?
Yes.
And where was that?
Webster's Ropery.
At the Ropery,
I worked 21 years there.
Yeah. Right. How did the work that you were doing there compare with the work that you were doing down there?
Well, they were both heavy.
They were both heavy, Which did you like best, working in the yard or working in the
Well, they were both the same, really, because they were made just the same at the Ropery.
Aye. So it was more or less the same sort of setup.
And that was heavy now because you had to big razor white coils away onto the cages, and then they put me on the machine. Terrified of the machines.
Yeah. What about down the yards? I mean, you know, you mentioned the height already, but I should imagine it was fairly noisy down there as well.
Because I mean, it was then. It was the hammers,
aye,
the riveting hammers and the carkers.
Aye, that's right.
And then there was the welders.
Mm-hmm.
And what else was there? There was a few, but I'm forgetting what there was now.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you first went in the yards, were you frightened at all by it?
Shy.
Aye.
Well, for a while, were really. Yeah. Didn't take long to get over to 400 years. They've been there years.
Yeah. So, can you, I know it's asking a bit much, but can you remember your very first day that you went down there?
Yeah, I was rushing.
It was great, was it? Did you feel as if you were doing a man's job, sort of thing? And I suppose it would have been, for all the pay wasn't good, it would have been more than you'd been getting before, would it?
Because I was a taste, you know, the domestic work.
Aye, and that's very poorly paid. Mm-hmm. Did it make a difference that having a bit of income? So?
Oh, yes, because my man was well at least.
Well, what did he think about you working here?
He never bothered.
No? See, I've talked to some blokes who went crazy when they were.
He never bothered. Because, see, my mother used to cook home meals, everything. Everything was ready, it was right out of place.
Yeah.
He was a riveter at the shipyard.
So, did you not try and get a job at Ling's? Because he was working
there? No, but it would have made any difference. I'd know what made me get a tux if I went to Tuxford.
Aye, right.
Well, yeah, he was a hand riveter.
Yeah.
And then when that come out, when that was finished, he went welding.
Aye, that's right, because it was about that time. They started to change over from riveting to welding. I know, like, my family have worked in shipyards for long enough. My brother works in Lanes, where they're on strike at the moment.
Well, my son works there now.
Yeah.
And my son's what they call a searcher.
Aye. My brother's a plumber, like. And my dad was a...
He's buried an arrow, Tommy.
He probably does. My dad was a plumber at Doxford's, and there was always this great thing between them that my dad reckoned Doxford's was better than Lanes, and now Jim reckoned Lanes was better than Doxford's.
I've got all that women in.
Aye.
Lanes and other women in.
Yeah. So did it used to happen with you and your man, sort of thing? Did you think Doxford's was better?
We never bothered.
Did you sort of used to meet any of the women outside work that you worked with? Or?
We used to maybe have a drink down the town, on a quiet light.
And when would this be? On a night?
On a night.
Aye.
Make a reason. They were near there, draw some blokes out from Doxford's.
Yeah. What, and you used to get on chatting with them, like?
Aye, they were good.
Aye.
We couldn't call them at the finish.
What about any of the blokes? Was it any of them worried about the fact that there were women working down there? Did they think it would take their jobs in the end?
No, they didn't short. If they were worried, they didn't short.
Yeah. Because it wasn't made plain when you started down there.
They must have been told.
Yeah.
The men must have been told.
Yeah. But were you told when you started down there that after the war that was it, you'd be...
No, nothing mentioned.
Nothing mentioned. So that's one of the things I was wondering.
Because I didn't think the war would last as long, I thought that myself.
It's probably so. What about towards the end of the period that you were in now? I mean, things must have been looking a bit better in terms of the war and that. Did you notice any sort of slacking off? Did they let you have longer breaks? Or
No, we just had the 10 minutes break.
Again, coming back to the sort of situation in the yards, were you sort of frightened by all the big sort of structures, the machines and things like that? You weren't bothered in the least?
I had good nerve.
Aye.
I was trying to get out of the crow's nest.
Aye, I think so. So there wasn't any time when you just sort of turned around and said, I'm not going up there or I'm not going down there?
You hadn't there.
No. What would have happened then? You'd have been sat like...
No, you'd have never been home.
Aye.
When you're told to do your job, you had to do it.
Yeah. Did you have any other relatives working in the yards at the time?
Yes, I had my aunt. I never knew her, Big Emily.
I've heard of her, actually. Because I've been talking to a lot of other women. And did you know a woman called Grace Connerboy worked down the yards?
She was all different...
But she mentioned Big Emily, actually. That was the connection. To just go,
please. She used to be... She was in one of the sheds down on the quay. She was, she had to get in that door.
Aye.
And her feet were like that.
Aye.
That was my aunt. And my aunt, another aunt, my aunt Jean, that was her sister, and she was just an officer, just like her own Jacqueline.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Funny somebody mentioned her name.
The reason she mentioned her name was I was asking sort of how we got on with the apprentices, and this woman was saying that there was one woman, Big Emily, who was down there, and first you know, when I first went in, says this apprentice comes up there and shake your little so-and-so. Bloke's at Saint Amour, like, and he says, oh, is this the place where you get felt? And he says, and she'd boxed his ears, apparently.
Actually,
so anyway, that was the
she'd
story.
She'd be like, oh, she's like that.
Aye.
That was me aunt.
Aye, that's great. It's funny that, because, you know, quite a lot of people I've talked to knew other relatives who work in the yards.
And then, she wasn't my sister-in-law then, but through the time I'd done, she was my sister-in-law, she was a red lady. B.T. Crisp. Called her B.T. Farrell, like, before she was married, and she married to my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh. And we had some good times. We used to have some good jokes, like, I mean, you had to take some dirty jokes, but you had to still take it with them.
Yeah.
I thought they were good, like, the main.
Yeah. So you got on OK work with
them? On a Christmas time, that was where we got the toys. They made, thanks Jeffy, they made had a Tommy Boone and two cases for the lasses. But I've still got one of the cases around the world.
So it was good for things like that. Everybody sort of stuck it together.
A case of stick every night, chop certain.
And what about it? You know, you just mentioned like times like Christmas, you used to get toys. Was there ever any other occasions when, like, the blokes would bring presents in for the women that were?
Oh, well, I've never had any presents.
No?
We even worked on a Boxing Day. But there's really no time off. It was all a go.
Yeah.
I think they were happier days, though.
You reckon?
I think they're happier, so they're happier days.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, now look at you down again a bit, but there were happier days. The men used to joke with you. We used, as I say, we used, in the bitter winter, we used to go 20 decks, side the fire. We used to have a good bit of that. And, well, I was there somebody to watch out for it.
Yeah.
But then they used to give us away, then they go, we're working like hell.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, because nearly everybody I've talked about it says exactly the same. I know, I mean, there's tales my mother tells us about how they used to live in Selwood at the time. She says you would leave your doors open all night.
You could,
never any bother around like that.
Oh, so when I moved to Pennywell, you could.
Aye.
No, you're down it now.
When you go home on a night, you're just saying that you had to do your housework as well. Was there ever a time when you were really that tired that you just didn't feel like doing
it? I always made sure.
Aye.
I've always been like that.
Yeah. Because one of the other things that some of the women I've been talking to were saying that, in a way, they thought the work would be harder than it was. Because
once you got used to it.
Because they were saying they were used to, like, husbands and fathers and things who worked down there, coming in absolutely shattered and just flaking out and not doing another thing.
I mean, my husband, because they used to stand all day with the rivet machine, you know, that was the rivet machine, and then they order up, just be terrible, the noise there.
So, really, some of the jobs that the blokes were doing down there were still more physically hard than the jobs you...
Well, we couldn't have done riveting.
No.
Because you couldn't have held the machines.
Aye.
The only thing we couldn't have done.
Yeah. What, just too heavy, were they?
You couldn't have the machines. You had to ask the men to move the machines are that heavy.
Aye.
Or you couldn't have done that. No. One job that I don't think the women could have done.
Can you remember if you were in the union when you were?
Oh, yes.
You were?
I've been in that union right till I finished work at the hospital, because I worked right now 65.
Aye.
And I still got to the union, it was the... What was Arlene, what was it? Nearly all the men are in it now.
The general municipal.
I was in that right from the starting of work, right till I retired there.
Ah, yeah.